The latest stab in America's back comes from Paul Ryan, Congress critter from Wisconsin and last year's Republican Party nominee for vice president. This is a great nation, the greatest the world has ever seen, but even the largest and most powerful beast can't bleed forever without consequence. Even the bull elephant goes to his knees eventually. In October, the Republican Party surrendered on the government shutdown after Senator Ted Cruz led a long and lonely fight against funding Obamacare. His fight was singular in every sense of the word. Singular meaning extraordinary, remarkable, and exceptional. And singular meaning there was one single person doing all the fighting, Ted Cruz. Nobody else had the courage to stand with him. Certainly not in the House where Paul Ryan loiters. Since then, we've learned that Ted Cruz was correct in every particular. Since then, we've watched millions of Americans lose their health insurance and either be unable to replace it with new health insurance or be unable to negotiate the dysfunctional federal website where they're supposed to be able to shop for new policies. Since then, we've watched even left-wing supporters of President Obama admit he's been lying through his teeth. PolitiFact, for example, has officially labeled the president's declaration that, quote, "if you like your health care plan, you can keep it," unquote, their 2013 lie of the year. Congratulations, Mr. President. Hopefully they send you a plaque or something. You can display it next to your Peace Prize. According to the Constitution, the House of Representatives is where funding and expenditure decisions must originate. Nobody can spend a dime if the House doesn't authorize it. The founders designed it that way because the House is the most representative of all government institutions, 435 voting members from districts small enough that every American has a reasonable chance of personally meeting and being acquainted with his own Congress critter. Yep, you betcha, that dirty louse is one of your neighbors. You are statistically unlikely to personally know your president or your senator or any of those moronic, ethically questionable, how many angels can dance on the head of a pin Supreme Court justices. But you can by golly know your Congress critter. The nature and function of the House of Representatives is relevant because this horrible, treasonous budget came with a ready-made excuse. Mr. Ryan says he had to make this deal because Obama was reelected last year. "Elections have consequences," he whined on the Sean Hannity show. If that sounds familiar, it's because you hear it from Obama all the time. It's his favorite line. He's been using it for every wrong-headed, disastrous policy he latches onto since he took office in 2009. So even though we know now that Obamacare is a nightmarish disaster, causing tragedy across the nation, messing up the best healthcare system in the world, and even though the actual mechanics of the website, ostensibly designed to make it work, are wildly flawed to the point of comedy, Paul Ryan and Barack Obama say, "Tough shit, America. Elections have consequences." Leave aside the question of why a Republican congressman is emulating and quoting Barack Obama. Both he and the president seem to be forgetting that House members are elected too. In 2010, after Democrats in Congress used dirty, partisan, constitutionally questionable methods to get the government takeover of our health care system passed, right after that, the Republicans won the 2010 midterm elections in an historic landslide. A landslide the likes of which the United States of America had never seen. There has never been a bigger rejection of a political party and its president than the one that happened in 2010. Shouldn't that election have consequences? And in 2012, even after Barack Obama used the police powers of numerous federal agencies to cajole and intimidate the electorate in giving him another 4 years, most Americans elected a Republican to be their representative in Congress. Most Americans, in other words, reaffirmed their 2010 decision to put Republicans in charge of spending. If elections have consequences, why doesn't the election of a Republican majority in the House, 2 times in a row now, have consequences? At a time when the U.S. government is bleeding us dry and spending us into bankruptcy, the Paul Ryan budget raises taxes and ends the sequester, which has been the only thing even slightly restraining expenditures. At a time when Americans are sick of lies, the Paul Ryan budget increases spending in exchange for empty promises of future cuts that we know will never happen. And the very worst thing of all, at a time when everybody can see that Obamacare is a monstrous and cruel mess, the Paul Ryan budget funds it for the next 2 years. Which means it's permanent, folks. We will never get rid of it now. They should call it Ryan Care from now on because he's the traitor who made it happen. That's today's dose of common sense.